We're talking travel today with our friends from All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale. And Christina Boyer joins us on the line today. Weather's starting to get warm. People thinking summer, thinking travel, thinking just not necessarily stuff that you guys organize, but some of it is. AAA predicting this could be one of the biggest travel weekends that they've seen in an awful long time. Is that kind of what you're hearing in the industry too?
Well, you know, what we're hearing in the industry, of course, is it's been one of the biggest ones of the year. I mean, all year, this has been one of the biggest travel years. In the last 18 months, we just keep hitting bigger and bigger records.
Wow.
So whether it is by plane, train, automobile, you know, cruise liners, all of those are selling out and selling at full capacity. So I can only imagine that this weekend is probably going to be pretty popular, too.
Yeah, and part of it is that people were so cooped up over the winter. I mean, it seemed like such a nasty winter and then everything else associated with it, with the cold and the snow and everything else, that people want to break loose.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I myself was sick and tired of that whole winter situation. And, you know, those people who we joke got left behind didn't get a winter vacation last year, didn't get a chance to go to spring break, or suddenly realized how horribly priced things were for spring break. You know, they missed out and they were really ready. We already have people booking next year's spring break. It just opened up last week for the airline, so we can start getting those taken care of for you. We are still waiting to find out about some of the charter companies, like the one out of Apple Vacations, and that goes out of Lansing and Detroit, also out of Chicago. One thing I will tell you, if you want to plan ahead this year, it's going to be important because it's over Easter again. So if you happen to be the week where Good Friday is your spring break, you know, the rates already came right out of the gate a little bit higher than I expected them. So if you're thinking about something like that, keep watching them, keep getting a good chance on that. But the earlier you buy, the better. A lot of people start waiting until that school calendar comes out in September. And honestly, by then, they've got a good idea of what you're wanting to do. So if you can find out your exact spring break now and start getting your plans set, you'll save a lot of money.
Well, in some industries, and some things, you wait till the last minute and assume that the prices will be coming down because they need to sell this stuff. That's not necessarily the case, especially during spring break time, right?
Exactly. I mean, flights are very, very full. You know, a lot of the hotels were at full capacity. And some of the big family hotels, those are the ones that always sell out first. I always say it's the two different varieties. It's the family hotels or the adults only. And both of those are the ones that are always first to sell. You know, we've got a group over to Europe right now, and we started booking it a year in advance, of course. And generally, it's a group that they start paying their reservations for next year's trip right after they return from this. However, that cruise ship in Europe was sold out since February 1st.
Wow.
We didn't travel till May 22nd. So, you know, I mean, there is just a lot of different to the smaller feel hotels and ships that really are filling up these last years. So if, you know, you just can't wait for that last minute hot deal and hope they're going to release their space, because you're not seeing that now.
Well, I think people more and more are thinking about travel as a recreation kind of thing for themselves, you know, maybe as opposed to buying toys that they're going out and doing traveling, right?
They sure are. We see a lot of multi-generational travel, a lot of families traveling together at the holiday times, you know, maybe going cooking up with grandma and grandpa or your family out west and everybody getting together for that one big vacation. And that's kind of a nice thing to do, and everyone gets really excited about it. And it's a good time for cousins to hang out and play. So multi-generational travel is definitely the wave right now.
We're talking to Christina Boyer from All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale. We've talked over the years of the benefits of using a travel agency like yours. Part of that is because so many of the partnerships that you're able to build with the other companies and bring to the table for someone when they're looking to do travel, right?
Absolutely, and different things that you don't expect. You know, we talk a lot about the groups that we have to offer, and I think some people get that misconception that all we do is group travel and that all I'm ever selling is what you come along with me. Well, that's not the truth at all. Actually, more of our sales are just individual families, couples, you know, somebody making a flight, needing to go visit somebody. That's what we do on a day-to-day basis. The groups we talk about a lot on the radio and the newspaper because a lot of people like to have all of that work done for them. But maybe you're a type of person who wants to go to Europe and you have different things you want to lay out. Now, I call that like point-to-point planning, and we have an opportunity with myself or Al Philip, who, you know, was born and raised in Austria. We stop in here, and we can make an appointment for you to be able to go and do exactly what you want to do and get all of that planning done for you. And we work more hand-in-hand. So if you're looking to do an Alaska cruise and you're, you know, like thinking, I don't want to do a group, But keep in mind, sometimes, like we're about to kick off our spring break cruise group for next year, that means, Ken, you could be at one end of the ship, I could be at one end of the ship, and we could never see each other. Literally in Hawaii last summer, I had a customer whose cabin was two doors down from me, and he said, "Were you even on the ship?" You know, so it doesn't mean that we are going to walk around hand in hand together all the time. But for those who love that camaraderie of the groups, that's the case. But, you know, we offer international car rentals. We offer domestic. We offer hotels everywhere. Maybe you just call me up and say, "Hey, we need a park and fly." You know, Disney, of course, we do lots with those type of things. All kinds of unique companies. So if you're looking to do something a little bit different, you know, don't hesitate to challenge us, and we can help you with those kind of things, too.
Right. And obviously, you go through extensive training, too, because you got to know what's going on with this, know what the products are, and know what the services are available for folks. And that's actually, you're actually be closed tomorrow because of some training, right?
We are. We've got a lunch meeting this afternoon with one of our sales reps who will be coming down and talking to us a little bit more about some of the escorted activities that are going to be going on. And remember, we're always looking far in advance, so we're talking 2015. But then tomorrow, all of our travel will be closed so that we can get some training. And Heather and I will be up in Kalamazoo for the day learning lots about all of the new updates with Sandals and Beaches property. Now, that's one of the most famous all-inclusives in the Caribbean, and they have all kinds of beautiful properties to take a look from. And if anybody has ever taken a peek at those, it can be pretty overwhelming. If you're looking at the Beaches, Turks, and Caicos, there are 17 categories of hotel style to pick from. So it's hard to decide what's most important for you, and that's what we're here for. So both Heather and I go to this every year, and that also gets us into some fam trips where we go and see the properties ourselves. Heather had a chance to do that last fall, and we've always been on a property or another throughout the couple of years. The thing that does is it helps our customers know what the difference is in the styles, in the benefits that those happen. Not only do we partner well with Sandals, but they partner with some amazing people. Everybody from Behringer Wines, Sesame Street is one of their biggest partnerships, you know, Xbox, Appleton Rum, you know, and some of the best snorkeling boats in the world are on their properties. So you may have a little difference between what you're going to be expecting for your price range for the different properties. Maybe you want to go to Antigua, where it's more romantic, or maybe you want to be in Jamaica, where it's much busier. You'll have those different opportunities and what's going to suit everybody. So tomorrow, May 22nd, All Aboard Travel will be closed for the afternoon. Of course, because of Memorial Day holiday, we'll be observing that and closed on Monday also. But we will be here already on Friday to discuss all of your fabulous Sandals and Beaches needs and to hear all the latest and greatest that's going on there.
Well, as you said, it could be a little overwhelming if all you were doing is, you know, looking online at a list of properties and have really no clue on what the comparison is. It's kind of like you try to buy a car sometimes online that you have no idea what each specific thing means. Now people can sit down and talk to you guys one-on-one and get that advice. And when you can kind of, you know, maybe prep them and say, okay, what do you like? And then here's what we can match up to make that work, right?
Absolutely. And again, that's another property that's 90% of the time always sold out. So if you're looking for that one-bedroom oceanfront butler suite for your honeymoon, or maybe you want to make sure you've got the kids' room in the Beaches property with the bunk beds and their own little TV and, you know, little nook to keep all of their mess in, as I always say when I take my kids. You know, so if you're looking for that specific room, that's the kind of thing that you want to make sure you've booked real early.
All right. Let's head to summer here a little bit. For folks who are now saying, okay, we got a little extra money, we got a little extra time, we want to do something over the summer. What kind of things, let's say they're an outdoorsy kind of family, that we like hiking, we like to be, we don't want to necessarily stay in a resort somewhere. What kinds of things would you maybe lead them through to start asking the questions of what could be some of their options for that?
Well, definitely if they like the outdoors, you know, we've got lots to offer in northern Michigan, too, that we can help them out. But Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg, you know, being down on the mountains, we've got a customer who's hiking the Appalachian Trail this year, which is kind of fun. You know, there's lots of cabins to be rented down in that area, whitewater rafting, zip lining, you know, lots of that type of activity. And, of course, out west, you have that, too, if you're looking more to do some of the canyons and some hiking and biking that way. But, you know, Pigeon Forge's about a 9-hour drive if you're looking to drive and have so many things available at your fingertips. So those are some great things to think about if you're more the outdoorsy family or you want to get over to, you know, do some hiking up at Isle Royale. You know, there's all kinds of stuff like that that you can do, too.
All right. So that would be maybe some ideas for that. A couple maybe who folks who are maybe not so outdoorsy but still want to have something fun for vacation-wise. What are, maybe throw some darts at the board for here this morning and what maybe you would recommend might be hot for this summer for them.
Yes, one of them that, you know, is coming back again is Myrtle Beach, and we hear about that a lot. There are some nonstop flights from Fort Wayne town to Myrtle Beach now for the summer, which is really helpful. Lots of different hotel style, condo style for your golfers. Hilton Head, Savannah area is another nice place. Kiowa Island, if you're thinking the whole South Carolina, North Carolina, you know, and everyone is always really talking about going to Maine. So people who want to go over and maybe fly over to Boston or take the train into Boston can rent a car and do Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, if you want to stay a little closer to that area, or if you want to go farther up north, up into the Acadia Mountains, and then you've got Bar Harbor where you've got clam bakes and all that kind of stuff going on right there on the harbor towns. Really pretty, and it also seems to be a very neat thing people have been wanting to do, a little different than usual.
All right, so folks came with you, you gave you some dates, gave you some a dollar limit and gave you some of those ideas of what they like. That's how you can kind of put this whole package together for them, right?
Absolutely. And help them to pick and choose what's going to be perfect for them. We do still have a few things available. As far as right now, we're still working on some of our group packages that we talked about. You know, I've got Alaska. We really talked hard about that last month. And we already have 20 people signed up for 2015. So if you haven't had a chance to hear about those Alaska trips, give us a call. Stay tuned both with you and, of course, and the Shopper's Guide. And then we also have a Chicago trip that we do annually. This year it's going to be November 8th. So if anyone's been wanting to go to Chicago again, now remember, that's just bus transportation, hotel, breakfast, baggage handling. You are on your own. So you can shop, you can have all those wonderful museums available to you, and lots of great restaurants. I was just there with one of my most recent student groups that I was touring and made sure that I tried two new restaurants. And one was called the Purple Pig, and it was absolutely great.
The Purple Pig?
The Purple Pig, and it had some out-of-the-box Mediterranean-style food for me. Anyways, it was out-of-the-box, but it was a great little place to go. So if you're looking to start, you know, maybe you're a leader of one of the student groups or you're a leader of your, you know, your church groups and you want to put something together, don't forget All Aboard Travel does that. We don't only just put it together, we can also escort it for you and take all of the stress and guesswork.
All right. So again, you guys will be close tomorrow afternoon as you go through that training process and bring back more great ideas for folks on travel and other excursions that are available. But if anyone has questions, what's the 800 number for them?
800-968-8747. And we hope everyone has a fabulous Memorial Day weekend. It looks like it's going to be nice and warm.
Yeah. And, of course, wedding season's coming up. Graduation season is coming up. The gift of travel isn't a bad deal either, right?
It is not. Maybe you've got someone with a honeymoon already planned here, and you can add some little extra special things, rose petals on the bed or a romantic, you know, table for two on the beach for dinner or spa packages. You know, we can always help you add those, the tours. We've got luggage and travel accessories for those people. So maybe your grad's headed over to Europe to do something abroad next year. Don't forget to stop in and get them some things like that. Or family anniversaries. We always do gift certificates. And we actually have a wedding registry. So we have one going on right now, and the customers, they're, you know, coming in, they're buying them a gift certificate, so that way the wedding couple can pick and choose all the special things that they want with their gift certificates from All Aboard Travel.
Wonderful stuff. All right. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and we'll talk next month.
Thanks. You too.
You too. Bye-bye. Christina Boyer from All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale with us this morning on our travel show.